Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Mr. Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones rocking it out for you. Get things going today. Get your blood moving and your juices going. Don Cooper is a guy who can help us with that too. Don's an old friend of ours, as I mentioned earlier, and longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our top experts on a number of different things. Don wears a lot of hats for us. He's the co-author, along with Beverly Williams, of The 30-Second Commute. He is one of our top customer service experts and customer development experts and salesmanship experts. He's just like a general expert all in many things. And I understand he makes a pretty good omelet. Don Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim.
How you doing?
Doing great.
How's your omelet, huh?
Oh, omelets are wonderful.
Hey, Don, I was telling the audience that I learned a long time ago that nothing happens in business until somebody makes a sale.
Right.
And no sale is made until somebody closes a sale.
Absolutely.
And I know that's what you want to talk about today.
Yeah. I've been seeing that a lot lately, it seems. People just having trouble closing the sale. And it's funny because I work in a lot of different industries. And I do sales training and sales coaching in a lot of different industries. And I always interview people. I interview salespeople. I interview managers. I interview owners, customers. And every sales manager I have ever interviewed has always said the exact same thing. The number one challenge their salespeople have is asking for the order.
Mm-hmm. And do you think they realize, Don, it's not because they don't know how to say will you buy, but they don't know how to set themselves up to be able to ask that question?
Yeah, I think the single biggest problem is a combination of two fears. One is the classic fear of rejection,
mm-hmm.
and we all experience that to some degree,
right.
Not just salespeople, but everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes to be rejected, and that can be very difficult. The other big fear that most salespeople have, and it's a totally unconscious, this is on a subconscious level, is we have this fear of being perceived as the stereotypical salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? That mm-hmm. slick, sleazy, underhanded, nasty, pushy,
unethical,
hard sell salesperson. None of us want to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to avoid that, we will go to tremendous lengths to avoid doing anything that we think remotely smacks of that stereotype.
But the fact remains that some people have to be closed.
Everybody has to be closed.
Most people won't say, oh, please, can I have this, please, please?
Exactly. What I tell salespeople is that it's not the prospect's job to ask you if they can buy your product.
Mm-hmm.
It's our job to ask and buy it. That's what we get paid to do.
Well, and the other thing is, Don, is many times people won't actually say, okay, I'm ready to buy it. I'll take it now.
Precisely.
Even if you try to close them, is you just sort of have to assume the sale, and you can't do that unless you know how to close them.
That's exactly it. You've got to be willing to jump out there and ask for the sale and understand what that really means.
The best thing anybody ever taught me about selling was what they call the ABCs of selling.
Mm-hmm.
Always be closing.
I've heard that.
Yeah, and what they meant by that, and this is I believe this with all my heart. It's the thing that I rely on when I'm selling. And that is that if you make lots of little closes, you will never have to worry about making a big pushy one at the end.
Now, see, to an extent, I actually disagree with that. Because I think there's a specific time when the prospect is ready to be closed. And the challenge that a lot of salespeople that do make attempts to close is that they close at the wrong time.
No, when I say close, though, I'm not talking about closing for the sale.
Right. I understand.
I'm talking about closing for an appointment.
Right.
Closing for a demonstration, closing for an appointment. I mean, for a, to give a proposal.
Right.
Closing for an to get an agreement on a particular thing, and if they've got an agreement all along, then when it comes time to closing the sale, there's not much left to do.
Right.
But if they haven't got an agreement, if they haven't done those little closes all along, and then they get to the end, and then they find out, well, there was a close way back that the customer wasn't happy about, and you didn't find out about it, well, you're not going to close them.
That's true. That's absolutely true. What I disagree with is that salespeople are often taught they should be constantly closing. They're always asking for the sale. The moment they get any kind
it's not about
you go for the close.
ABC, to me, doesn't mean you're always asking for the sale. It means you're always asking for agreement from the customer.
Right.
You're closing for an agreement.
But that's typically not distinguished. And so I see a lot of salespeople out there constantly trying to close for the sale when they shouldn't be.
I went to look at a house one time, and the realtor who took me to see the house, we walked around, and she said, "What do you think?" I said, "Well, you know," and I'd been to the house maybe 10 minutes. I said, "Well, you know, it's a possibility." She said, "You want to make an offer?"
Yeah, and that's closing at the wrong time.
Exactly. And I said, "What, are you nuts?" And I don't deal with that realtor anymore. I mean, she didn't understand.
No, she's been taught always be closing, and she's been taught that to mean always ask if they want to buy anytime you get a buying signal. And what it's important for people to understand is that not all buying signals are equal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand how to read buying signals, you'll know exactly when it's time to close.
All right, tell us what a buying signal that you might think sounds like a buying signal, but it's not really a full-blown buying signal. What does that sound like?
Well, first, it's important to understand that there are all kinds of buying signals. And they're both verbal and nonverbal buying signals. And all buying signals are good. It's a bit that they're different. So anytime you get any kind of a positive reaction from your prospect, that's a buying signal.
Mm-hmm.
What we have to do, however, is to analyze the buying signal to determine what kind of signal it is. There are three different types of buying signals. And just as there are three different colors of traffic signals, there are three different colors of buying signals,
mm-hmm.
green, yellow, and red. A green buying signal means, let's keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I need more information. I'm not there yet. I want to keep going with this process.
And that's the one that you do when they say, yes, I'll let you give me a demonstration.
Right.
Or, yes, I'll let you give me a proposal. Or, yes, I'll let you come to see me again. I think that's what you're talking about. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. And the yellow and the red right after these messages with our good friend Don Cooper. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Here's Canned Heat. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Mardi Gras. By the way, I forgot to mention that. And Don Cooper's our guest. Don, you went to a Mardi Gras party the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, as much of a Mardi Gras party as Denver can muster. It's not New Orleans, not by a long stretch.
This wasn't a party where Don goes wild, was it?
No, well, not too wild. Probably shouldn't say more.
Yeah. Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. Don, give us your website, please.
www.doncooper.com.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Articles, tips, all kinds of stuff.
And also
stuff up there over the next week or so.
How they can use your services to help them train their people how to sell, how to do a better job of taking care of customers.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. I know you're doing a lot of that, aren't you?
I'm doing a lot, yeah. I've got three events in the next 4 weeks all over the country.
Congratulations.
And
folks, I have watched Don's career bloom since we started working with him. Now, I don't want to make that sound like I'm taking any of the credit, but I've
it's
seen
all you, Jim.
I have seen you come alive, and I really am proud of what you've done, what you've accomplished.
Thank you, Jim.
In your career, Don. Okay, we're talking about the what Don calls the traffic lights of closing, and it's red, yellow, and green, red, yellow, and green. And you were telling us about green.
Yeah.
And go ahead and finish that up, and then we'll get into the other two colors.
Well, I'll say that a green signal means let's keep going with this sales process. I need more information. I'm not ready to make a decision yet. Let's keep moving forward.
But it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to do business with you.
No, it means let's keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
And then a yellow signal means slow down, hang on, let's talk about this for a little while.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Right. And then once we've finished discussing this issue, then we'll decide whether we keep going or whether we stop. And then a red buying signal means stop. That's it. We're done. Take my money.
So red, and in this case, red is a good thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
it's one of those things where then if you say anything besides sign here, you might lose the sale.
Exactly, and that's what happens a lot,
is that a salesperson
will get a green buying signal and try to close right then. They'll stop at a green signal, and they get rejected by their prospects because the prospect's not ready to buy yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, let's keep going. I want more information. As a general rule, a green signal is about the product or service. So it's a question about color or availability or fuel economy or price or whatever. They're trying to learn about the product or service to figure out, is this the right purchase for me? Those are, anything about that is a green signal. As a general rule, a yellow signal has to do with purchasing or ownership. Asking about interest rates, asking about down payments, asking about warranties, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of
things that if you don't answer the right way could go the wrong way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then a red signal is anything which indicates the prospect has now made up their mind.
How about this one? Can this be delivered today?
Yeah, that's a red signal
mm-hmm.
right there. That is a screaming red signal. And what you notice if you watch carefully is that first you'll get green signals from your prospect, then you'll get some yellow signals, then you'll get a red signal. And the moment you make your first attempt to close the sale is the moment you get the first red signal.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your prospect telling you, I'm ready to buy, go ahead and ask me.
Like another one would be, you know, I really think this fits me really well.
Yes. And ironically, one of the most common red signals that some people get is silence.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen is a prospect will ask a question and it'll be a yellow signal, something about the, you know, what do I do if this happens once I own it? Or, you know, about interest rates, something like that. And the salesperson will deal with the issue, and the prospect will just sit there because they're done. They don't have any more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that silence is the sound of a yellow signal turning red.
Hmm.
And what gets a lot of people into trouble is they miss that silence. They get uncomfortable, and they just keep on going. They get the red signal and run right through it.
So if what you're saying is while the prospect is being silent, they're processing the purchase in their mind.
Yeah.
They're taking the information you just gave them, and they're processing the prospect of purchasing this thing. Is it going to fit? Can they deliver it today? How will I finance it? How do I write a check? Do I give them cash?
Exactly.
Those are the things that they're thinking about, you think.
Yeah, because a green signal is an indication that the prospect is trying to decide, is this the right product or service mm-hmm. for me? A yellow signal says that the prospect has now answered that question, yes, and now the questions are, should I buy it here, and should I buy it now?
Mm-hmm.
And then a red signal indicates that those two questions have both been answered yes.
I don't know how many times I've seen people, salespeople, get screaming red signals, and they just keep right on selling. They keep right on, you know, prospecting, basically,
yep.
qualifying them, and the customer literally would walk off.
Exactly.
And not buy from. You can talk yourself right out of a sale Don Cooper, thank you for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, that's doncooper.com. The book is The 30-Second Commute. Don's the best. Quick break, right back with Russell Brown.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.